Hey, John, it's Ariel Helwani. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for taking the time. I don't think I've ever, come across a fighter more times in a span of a month, so I don't want you to think like I'm, your number one stalker or something here, okay?
No worries.
So I'm recording this, by the way, just so I have it for transcription purposes, okay?
So yeah.
All right, well, there's a few things I want to talk to you about, and then I'll let you go on your way. The first thing, I heard that you had some very exciting news in your life. Did this happen before or after? First off, congratulations. That's tremendous stuff. I actually got married in October, so very exciting. But did this
Cool.
ha happen before or after the fight?
This happened after. It happened on Sunday, the 12th.
So what was the situation? How did it all go down?
It's been coming for a long time. We've been together for 5 years. I've been planning to do it. Wasn't sure how I was going to do it for like a month or so with her mother and help me pick out the ring and stuff. But yeah, the time was just right. I had the ring with me, so I proposed on Sunday.
Did you have like some sort of elaborate plan, or was it just kind of off the cuff?
No, I was just looking for the right moment, I think. Nothing really planned.
If you would have lost on Saturday, would you have still done it?
It was coming either Sunday or that week.
So it didn't. So the fight against Thiago had no effect on whether or not you were going to do this.
No, you gotta keep kind of have to keep your professional life separate a little bit.
Yeah. No, I know. I just didn't know if it would like put a damper on things, you know what I mean?
No, and I didn't have it in my head that I was gonna lose that fight ever. So it just I never thought of not doing it. So.
Good point. Yes, now I feel like an idiot. Oh, yeah, very well said. Okay, so when are you actually going to get married and where?
Have no idea yet.
Oh.
Yeah, we're her because her parents are in Vietnam right now, so when they get back, we'll have an official engagement party probably, and then start thinking about when. At least a year, I'm guessing.
So did you have to fly to Vietnam to get the permission from her dad or her mom?
No. They've been living in America for a long time now.
Oh, okay. Cool. But are you traditional like that, where you have to ask someone? You know, the parents?
Yeah, I mean they're a little bit they're traditional in that sense that I would have had to ask, but good thing I'm from the Midwest and we kind of have a traditional back upbringing and I would have asked the father's permission anyways.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm curious about the fight. I saw you on ESPN's MMA Live after the fight, which I'm guessing was a pretty cool experience. And you shaved after your fight, and you had like a really like crazy goatee thing going. Why did you decide to shave between like the fight and the appearance?
Oh, because I always shave after my fights like that a little bit as a disguise, so I can sneak out of the fights in the arena without being noticed by anybody.
Really?
So yeah, it's strange, but like people don't recognize me when I don't have the beard. So if I have like a funny beard, they definitely won't recognize me. So it'll give me past a lot of people.
So
But
you actually do a funny beard like that every time? Because I've never noticed it.
a few times,
Okay.
not every time. I haven't had to because people didn't notice me before.
Right.
Yeah, but recently, yeah, I've had to start doing that. After the Gono fight, I did it, and I walked right through a big crowd of people, and nobody even recognized me.
Wow. So, but did you have any reservations of doing so? I mean, not that it wasn't a cool looking goatee, but because you were going on ESPN and everything, did you think like maybe you were
Well,
gonna?
that's the thing. We're leaving. I'm getting ready to go and meet my girlfriend or my fiance and now and parents and everything after the fight. And they ran back and grabbed me and said, "Oh, we need you upstairs right now to do MMA Live." So I kind of, if they would have let me know ahead of time, I probably would have shaved it all off.
Oh, okay. Do you do
So
like the
they kind of caught me. Yeah, caught me off guard.
Yeah. Do they do do you do the like hockey players with the playoff beards and all that? Is that why you keep your facial hair growing before your fight, or is there another reason?
A little bit, yeah. That's one of the big reasons is kind of that tradition. I've always fought with one. I think it kind of works as like a shield a little bit, kind of protects your face.
So it actually does. Like someone like Kimbo Slice, people have said that that's almost like illegal because he has such a huge beard. Do you think so?
No, I don't think it's illegal, but because it can, if it's too big, then it can be a hindrance too, because it'll get caught up and becomes a problem with grappling.
Oh, okay. Well, he doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you overall happy with your performance? Because it looked to me like, especially in that first round, Thiago, we knew he had a good ground game, but he showed a lot of toughness, I thought, in that fight overall.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very, very good grappler. It's hard for me to posture up and even throw anything. He always had wrist control, and he's always had some kind of head control. So it was really hard to do any damage on the ground. I think I just hit the takedowns. The takedowns came too easy, you know, so I could have kept it on the feet more, I thought. But, I'd throw one or two punches and then be in on really deep position where I could get an easy takedown, and it's hard to give that up.
How close were you? I mean, was it like a little bit close to sinking in that guillotine choke in the first round?
No, I was completely comfortable through all those chokes in that first round.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, especially I had him smash in butterfly. He couldn't really get too much pressure. Had him pinned in the fence, so he couldn't maneuver very well. I was in a comfortable spot.
And was there a little part of you that was disappointed that you couldn't finish him just because of all the background and the stuff with Koscheck and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I just never like going to decisions, and my last few fights have been all decisions. So, I'm not real happy with that part of my performance. I think technically I did good throughout the fight, but I'm not happy with winning decisions.
How about having to wait? The whole night I was thinking, man, I feel sorry for John and Paolo. I mean, having to wait through all that, the GSP fight, the Lesnar fight, everything that went on, they keep bumping you guys. How difficult was it dealing with that?
You know, it kind of sucked because you basically warmed up three separate occasions. You know, the first time I thought I was going out, and then after the GSP fight, I thought I was going out. So, I warmed up again for that, and they said no, and then I've had to warm up again for the Lesnar-Mir fight. So, I mean, it's just kind of taxing mentally a little bit. But, I mean, I'm a veteran, so I've been through stuff like that before. It wasn't too bad.
Did you feel as though the crowd was exhausted, considering everything that happened by the time you came out?
Yeah, that's actually a first for me, was people were actually leaving the arena as I was fighting. That's never, ever happened before.
Yeah. Did that bug you?
No, I just made a mental note as it's probably something you don't experience too often.
What did you make of what Brock Lesnar did? Obviously, it's the talk of the town here in MMA. Are you offended? Do you think that he put a black eye on the sport, like so many people are saying?
I mean, he still is new to the sport, so he doesn't exactly understand everything about it and how the fans feel about certain things. You know, that stuff flies in the pro wrestling department, but I think we have a higher class of fans in MMA, I like to think. So I think he's just got to adjust a little bit, and he'll be all right.
So is it crazy for me to say that it did kind of rub you the wrong way?
I don't think it was something intentional. I think it's just him. He's still got to shake some of that pro wrestling. I mean, he was doing it for a while. I mean, I'm sure it becomes pretty automatic once you're in front of a big crowd again to snap back into the old ways.
Right. What did you think of GSP's performance? Now we heard that he pulled his groin in the third round. Some have said that the fact that he was able to neutralize Alves like that was one of his more impressive victories. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I think he was mounting, it was starting to build, and then they kind of flattened out in the third. I think when he pulled his groin, I think he was possibly working on his way of finishing that fight. But just kind of got thrown off guard and with that injury and had to kind of play it safe a little bit.
Okay, so now I got to ask you, though, because it looks as though Dana just said that the winner of Katman Swick is going to fight for the title, and we know how you feel about not fighting a teammate. if Swick wins and then he beats GSP, then I mean that you're in a tough spot there, right?
Well, I mean then you know he'll have to fight somebody else, and if he beats somebody else, and you know there's still fights for me to have, and there's a lot of good guys at 170, and there's always fights to be had there, so I don't think there's a real problem with us having to be able to fight each other.
So you would never, let's say he wins a title and holds it for a while, would you ever consider moving up just so that you can have that, you know, that sort of rush of fighting for a title again?
That's, I mean, that'd be a possibility. If he, you know, won it and defended it multiple times, I mean, that's totally the consideration of moving up a weight class and making a run at a different title.
Right. So there's no little part of you deep down that's like, oh man, this is a tough spot with, you know, I mean, obviously you want the best for your very good friend. So there's none of that comes into play, right?
No, I mean, yeah, I want the best for my teammates and my friends. And there's plenty of fights to be had out there. It's not like if he wins the belt, my entire fighting career is over.
Right.
There's a number of guys that I could fight and be very happy fighting at 170 in the UFC.
Is there a guy in particular that you'd like to fight next?
No, I mean anybody right now. I still have to put myself into you know, in that proving role that I deserve another title shot. So I'm looking for a tough guy, tough contender, somebody who I can really showcase myself and abilities as being somebody who's gonna be a champ.
I'm guessing they haven't spoken to you about anyone just yet.
No, I haven't heard anything.
I know you wanted to fight a lot more in 2009, so are you hoping to fight again this year?
Yeah, at least one more time this year, for sure.
But possibly twice, or is that a little crazy?
If, you know, the situation presents itself and it's doable, then yeah.
There's a guy, Matt Hughes, who's looking for an opponent. I think that fight makes a lot of sense.
That would be good. I would love that fight.
But no one's discussed anything with you.
No one's brought anything up to me now.
All right. Cool, man. So thanks again for giving me the time once again. And I hope you don't mind us sharing this news with everyone. They asked me if I wanted to talk to you, and I obviously said yes. So it's pretty exciting stuff. And best of luck to you and your fiance. Congratulations again.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Later. Bye.